The scripture this morning is from Romans 7, verses 15 through 25. I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate to do, I do do. And if I do what I do not want to do. I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer myself who do it, but the sin living in me. For I know that no good itself does not dwell in me, that it is in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep to do. It is no longer who I do it, but it is sinful living in me that does it. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For me and my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself, in my mind, am I a slave to God's law, but in my sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
So the title of my sermon this morning, I was going to entitle it, I Want to, But I Can't. But then I kind of changed the title. I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't. So I have to admit, the first time I read this passage, I did not understand it. I probably read it 15 times and still had a hard time understanding it. I have tried many times over the years to lose weight. And as you can see, I haven't done a very good job of that. I may be able to go 3 days, 5 days, maybe a week. And if I'm really lucky, 2 weeks. Then somebody will offer me a piece of cheesecake, or they'll bring donuts into work. And man, my diet is done. It's done. And I can't. And maybe 6 months later, I'll start a new diet. Here we'll go again. So, in this passage, what Paul is saying is that we humans are incapable of doing things on our own without God. But Paul is saying we need our Father's help through the life struggles. We are sinful by nature and unable to be without sin on our own. In these passages, Paul uses the word I many times. It's kind of the way it is with me. I try to do this, and I try to do that, and I try to do the other, and I can't do it on my own. I fail miserably. I've learned one thing about myself through the years. There's really nothing good in me. Only through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, can we accomplish what is good and righteous. I have learned that I cannot fix myself. I have heard a thing that says, anything that grows that struggles, chicken egg. If you break the shell from the outside, the chick inside will die. But if the chicken from the inside breaks the egg, breaks the shell, and struggles to get out, that chicken will live. Another example is a seed of a tree. A seed will drop in between two crevices, two tiny small crevices, with a little sunshine, a little rain, a little bit of fertilizer, a little dirt here and there. That seed will become a tree. And all of a sudden, there's this tree on the side of a mountain where you would think, there's no way anything could grow up there. Too rocky. But with God's help, that tree will grow. I know that I have struggled a lot through things. Going through licensing school was one of them. During this time, I packed up my house, moved it to a different town, had to watch videos, read 10 books, write papers. I had to have a sermon for you all and do all that, plus have a 40-hour job, and did something I didn't want to do the other day, and that was fire somebody. And that was a struggle for me. Because for the past several months, I've been trying to get him to understand we needed to do something different. And he just didn't want to listen. And that was really hard for me. And I really struggled with that. Because I didn't want to fire that young man, because I knew that that young man had a family. But it wasn't me that fired him. It was him that fired himself. He knew the rules. I think of the little children's story of the little engine that could. I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. Well, I can't do it. We can't do that. We have to take and we have to say, God, can you help me? God, can you help me? God, would you please help me? David in the Bible was a very sinful person. He lusted after a woman taking a bath, and he watched her as he was in the roof from his rooftop. Yet he knew that he needed to be with his army out in the war, but he didn't. And he called her to him and committed adultery and then sent her husband to where he would surely die. And yet David was a man after God's own heart. Time and again in the Bible we see our sinful nature that has gotten us in trouble time and time again. But with the Lord's help, we can do all things. We all sin. And we all know our own thoughts better than anybody else, except for God. We know our sinful nature. We know that we can do things, or we cannot do things on our own, and yet this is where God's grace comes into play. Without His grace, without His mercy, there would be no other way that we can be perfect in this life. We may seem to be perfect on the outside, but we're far from it. I've got a cousin. She's 60 days younger than I am. Exactly 60 days younger. And growing up, I thought she had the perfect life. Made straight A's in grade school, junior high school, had a 4.0 in college. Married a gentleman that him and his father farmed over 10,000 acres out in western Oklahoma. And if you've ever seen the movie Twister, they're making a new one. And you can see that farm in the new Twister that they're filming out there this month. But a couple of years ago, I found out a few things about my cousin. Her life was far from perfect. Far from perfect. She had problems growing up. She had problems in her marriage. She had problems with her children. She had health problems. All that she hid very well for many years. And now that I know what I know, I can see the struggles. I can see what she was going through now that I know. But she sure wasn't perfect. Her life wasn't perfect. But boy, she covered it up well. The Indians had a saying that don't judge someone until you walk a mile in their moccasins. We have a tendency to look at people and we don't know their whole story. They may be 100 times better now than what they were with God's help. But we only see the imperfection. What God sees is is that person's intentions and their heart. We need to be more like God and see people from the inside and not the outside. We need to know what those persons, what their intentions are, and what their heart is. We truly need to know. When I walk into work of a morning, I say, "Good morning, how are you?" And most people repeat, "I'm fine." But how many of those people are truly fine? How many people do you walk into a grocery store and meet, and you say, "Hello, how are you?" And they say, "Oh, I'm fine." How many of those people are not truly fine? Or better yet, how many times do you say, "I'm fine" during the day, but yet you yourself know you're not fine? You know that you need help. You know you need God's love and grace and mercy. Paul knew that he wasn't perfect. He knew that we'd never be perfect. But Paul was probably one of the greatest Christians that ever walked the face of this earth. When he went by Saul, he was a terrible man. And yet Paul is one of the saints of Christianity. In Corinthians 2, chapter 12, verse 7, Paul writes, "I was given a thorn in my flesh, a message of Satan to torment me." Verse 8, "Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take away from my sin." Here Paul is pleading with God to take his struggles away, to erase them. But verse 9, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness.'" What God is saying is his perfectness will show through in our weakness. Man, isn't that great? So God's not saying, "Hey, we'll take away your troubles." No. It's not. He needs our troubles so that his perfectness can show through us. God knows our weaknesses. He knows our struggles. He knows we'll never be able to do things on our own. And yet, he still loves us like the father of a little child that says, "No, Daddy, I'll do it on my own." But when that child fails, that father says, "Son, you may have failed, but you tried. And I'm here to help you. Please let me help you now." The struggles are real. God has promised to help us, not to take away our struggles. He promised he would be there to comfort us when we have fallen. He is there in day or night, morning or evening. He is there for our sunshine moments, and He is there for our storms. He is there for us. We just have to remember He's there. Will you pray with me? Lord, we have struggled time and time again, and we fall every time. We ask today that you help remind us that you're there for us, and that you'll be there for us, and that you will help us through our storms. In the Lord's name we pray. Amen.